Good morning and happy Easter, St. Michael's. The Lord is risen. Hallelujah. And a very, very special message to all the mothers. Happy Mother's Day to you all. If you're seated next to a mother, please just shake them and tell them Happy Mother's Day. Happy, happy, happy Mother's Day to all of you. And you are such wonderful people. You make this world a better place to live, at least, because you give us a sense of value and a sense of worth. Thank you to all of you, dear women, and for all that you do to mother this world and to make it a better place. So we celebrate you this morning. This week, or the past week, has been quite a crazy one for me, pretty sad one, starting on a sad note. It's not the best thing to do in a sermon, but I realize a few others, we lost dear ones. I'm mindful of John Cantrill and the Bagwells and the Angelucci family. I personally had quite a rough week because I lost a beloved bishop from my home diocese in Lusaka, Zambia. He was a very, very close friend of mine, and him and I had a father-son relationship. He was very key in all my growth spiritually and in my ministry. He ordained me. And he also married me off to my wife, Monica. So he's baptized all of our children, two of our children. And actually, he was responsible for my coming to the U.S. In 2016 when Trinity Church was looking for an African priest to run a certain program for Africa, and they didn't know me. They were looking around. So when they were doing their consultation, he's the one that recommended me. So he said, "This guy, have this guy," and that's how I was hired, and we came over to the U.S. to work. And so you can imagine the relationship I had with this bishop. And one other thing is that I started in Uganda, did my theological studies in Uganda, and on my graduation, he had to travel all the way from Zambia to attend my graduation. And he, 2-3 years ago, he visited me here in New York. So you can imagine what it meant. He passed away the other Tuesday and was buried on Tuesday. So I was pretty much in a very, very sad state very sad, really. But then in the process of my sadness and my grief, I was wondering why I was sad. I was wondering why I was mourning, why I was grieving, really grieving. And I just started wondering, why am I so sad? Despite the fact that we have this knowledge from the Christian perspective that when people who are faithful, who are Christian, die, they transition into glory. And that where they go, they will never cry. They will never have pain anymore. And so, kind of a mixed feeling. Like, okay, so he's transitioned to glory. He's gone to a better place because he had suffered for a while. He had some cancer. So I thought, oh, it's good he's gone to the Lord, to his Father, his Heavenly Father. But I am sad. I discovered that I was sad because I was going to miss his good works. the things, the good things he did. So we mourn, we grieve because we will miss those things that were so good that they did, not only to us, but in their world. He was a good man. He was a kind man. I mean, the bishop that I am talking about. He was a compassionate man. But he had to go and be with God. And so I was grieving because I would never see these good works that I saw most of my time with him. And so today I want to discuss with you good works as a tool for our Christian witness. Good works, the works that we do, as a tool for our Christian witness. We read a story in our first reading from the book of Acts about a disciple called Tabitha, or the other name she was called Dorcas. We are told that she was devoted to good works and acts of charity. And this good woman, as we are told, got ill, like my bishop, like many of our dear beloved. She got ill and died. And so Peter came along and came to the funeral house. And at the funeral house, Peter found these widows, these wonderful women, mourning the death of Dorcas. And they were grieving. And they said, "Look, Peter, come and see how good Dorcas was to us." They pointed at her works. "See the tunics. See the witness of how good she was to us." That testimony, that affirmation of the good works of Tabitha was so powerful that it led Peter to pray and say, "God, have mercy and grant us this woman. Grant her, let her come back." We are told in that story that Tabitha came back to life and she was given back to the women. The issue is not about how she came back or why she came back. The issue was that her good works were being felt by these women, the widows around her life. Maybe I should put in context also that the book of Acts is the book that tries to connect the life and ministry of Jesus past his death. I think the author of the book of Acts is attempting to show that Christ is still at work, even though he died. He is still alive. The author of the book of Acts is trying to show that good man who lived and died, that good man who lived and touched many lives and touched widows and fed the 5,000 and reached out to the Samaritan woman, reached out to the lepers, and all those who were marginalized. This good man was actually not just dead and buried in the grave, but that he was still alive and active. And part of that witness of that Jesus is alive is through good works. And so the author of Acts highlights many works that were happening in the community of believers to simply show that Christ is still present. Using the good works, listen to this, using the good works as a means to affirm that Christ is still alive in us. And so he is not just dead, he is not just risen, but he is active and alive in us. How do we know? When we look at Tabitha, when we look at Peter and other disciples that were building this community, that was not just a community of faith, but a community of people who had not only faith, but they also had works. And so we are drawn to this aspect of good works as part of our witness to the fact that Jesus Christ is alive and lives with us. In fact, in the gospel, Jesus himself makes that point. He says, even if you don't believe in what I say, at least believe in the works that I do. That's what he said. He said, in the works that I do, look at the works. You know, you can forget a preaching. You can forget what Mother Julie says or what Frank says. You can forget any good sermon. You can forget any good religious activity. But you will never forget a good work that was done to you. People will always remember the love you gave them. People will always remember the hand of love, the goodness that you showed them, some action of love, compassion, kindness that you showed them. Jesus was a good man. At least all of us, or at least people in the Bible, were all agreed that he was a good man. He was not just a good preacher, he was a good man. He reached out to all, regardless. He went to the Samaritan woman. He went to a woman for a Jewish man. He reached out and valued her. He reached out to the lepers. The lepers would not be allowed to mingle with those who were healthy or good. But when the lepers went to Jesus, he still embraced them and said, be made well. He fed the 5,000 when they were hungry. Good works are works of compassion, of kindness, of love. And after all, what is love without good works? I love you, but you're not doing anything to show that love. Or what is compassion without good works? What is kindness without good works? What is faith anyway without good works? So good works is part of our proclamation that Jesus is here, that Jesus is in our midst. There's always been that argument between faith and works. Which one is most important? Somebody actually told me in the 7:45 service that this argument, I said they're inseparable. You can't separate faith and good works. Because what is faith without good works? Paul calls it dead faith. And good works cannot be good works if they are not grounded in the faith we have in God. Then it becomes hypocrisy. It means you're just acting. You're just acting to be good, but you're not good. But if our actions are informed by our faith, then we make faith actions, brother and sister, inseparable. And so today we are here to continue the witness that Jesus is not dead, that he is alive. How? By the loving kindness, by the works of good, the works that we do for each other and for the world. The ministry of Jesus Christ was not just proclaiming. It was about expressing that love, that grace, that mercy in good action, in good works. I miss my bishop. Thankfully, he is with God. We miss those whom we loved. They are with God. But the good works that we experience, which we are missing, should continue because Christ liveth with us. Two things that come to mind when I read about Tabitha. First one says, she was devoted to good works. If you can just refer back to our first reading, it says, she was devoted to good works and to acts of charity. There is intention there. There is commitment. There is desire to do good works. And that's what we should do as a community. We should be intentional. I love that word when I say we should be intentional, meaning we should make deliberate decision to be good. If each one of us, from our individual perspective and as a community, which I think we do pretty well as St. Michael's, we can do better and we can do more. But when I look at the soup kitchen and all the things we try to do, that's what we ought to do. And each one of us must be part of what we do to extend our love, our kindness to our community, to the people out there, and to each other. I always tell my boys when I'm so angry with them, and my boys sometimes can really, really go all over your hair. And sometimes I talk to them, one of them is right there. I would say to them, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to be a good dad. I don't want to be angry. You know those moments when you are saying, I want to be intentional. I want to be a good husband. I want to be a good wife. I want to be a good child. We must be intentional to do good. It must be we should not be shy about what we want. I desire to be a good man. I want to be good. I want to do good. Do I have somebody who says that I want to be a good man or a good woman? We should aspire. Dorcas was aspiring. In fact, I think that one of the things that attracted people to Jesus, besides his ministry, was his works. He was a good man. He was a good guy, I think, to hang around. And I think most of us, we are inspired to follow Christ because of the things we read about him. People should be attracted to us because we desire to be good people.
people, which we are. And we should never relent. We should never give up. We should keep trying to be God. Even when things are tough, everybody is struggling. Everybody has got some challenge. Everybody has got some things that they're dealing with. But we should never give up the desire and the longing to be good people. People who do good. We should never give up. Even when you have a partner who is really stretching you, never give up on your desire to be a good person, to do good. Good works, they count. They are part of our witness that Christ lives in us. Secondly and lastly is what I see in Tabitha is to look for good in others. Sometimes we just need to be positive and see beyond the ugliness of others. Calling out beauty out of ashes. Telling people that they are beautiful, they are good, they are wonderful, they are amazing. Oh, lovely, wonderful people. You're such an amazing person. Affirming, looking for God in ordinary people. Looking for God in people like Tabitha. Seeing Jesus in her. Seeing Jesus in the widows. It is a call of God for each one of us to look for good in each other. They call it positive, others call it positive energy. Trying just to lift people, trying to affirm them, trying to tell them how precious they are, how valuable they are. You are a good man. You are a wonderful person. You are amazing. It lifts them up. It makes them begin to look at what is it that they don't see about themselves. Imagine being told that you are super amazing and you've never heard about that about yourself. You go and start searching, where is this super amazing person in me? But that's what God has called us, to see God in each other. And begin to lift each other. Today, I just wanted to remind you, beloved, that we are a people called to do good works. That's who we are. That's what we ought to be. That's what we ought to aspire to touch people so that on that last day, oh, come on, somebody. Somebody will say, look at the works that St. Michael's did. Look at the tunics. Look at the smiles on the homeless. Look at the joy on this person because that should be our testimony that will speak for us. Our faith, rather our piety, I wanted to say, between our piousness, our religious life, and our reality is the good works. It is what we do. It's how we reach to each other. It's how we share the goodness of the Lord. Good works. Good works. St. Michael's, I say, good works, they count. Good works is what the world needs. Good works to each other. Good works, good works, good works, good works.